This is Luke and I'm talking to others listening out there. Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast about the 1986 John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. My favourite movie of all time, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Learn how to play some fan tang here, buddy boy. On this episode, I'm still going through the whole movie of Big Trouble in Little China, and up to about 5 minutes and 16 seconds into the movie, just after the titles, we cut to Jack Burton and Wang Chi playing Fang Tang. They are surrounded by other gamblers. Jack wins. Wang Chi is not happy and wants to win his money back. Nothing will double. So he wants to cut a beer bottle in half with a big machete knife. It doesn't work. Jack catches it. And Jack wants his money, so he's going to follow Wang Chi back to his restaurant to get the money, but Wang Chi has to go off to the airport first. Jack gives him a lift, and as they get into the Pork Chop Express, that's where I'm going to stop it, at about 8 minutes and 38 seconds. So that's the part of the movie I'm going to talk about on this episode. So they are playing Fan Tang. It's a very popular game in China, and played a lot in Chinatown. It's kind of a chance game like roulette. It is played by placing two handfuls of small objects, like beans, on a board and guessing the remaining count when divided by 4. After players have cast bets on values of 1 through 4, the dealer or croupier repeatedly removes 4 objects from the board until only 1, 2, 3 or 4 beans remaining, determining the winner. I don't really understand it. But that's the guy in the glasses is the dealer, and you've got Jack Burton on one side and Wang Chi on the other side, and they are betting. Well, when you hear what they're saying, they are betting. They sound like they're betting on odds or evens. Jack is betting on odd, Wang is betting on evens. 3 comes up, the winning number is 3, so Jack wins. After that, it comes up with the title, directed by John Carpenter. Then it's daytime in the morning, and you can see people clearing up the Chinese market. They've changed games now. They start playing Pao Gao, Chinese dominoes games. You only see a very small part of the game here. Jack Burton turns over two tiles, which are called, the first ones is 2 lots of 6, and they're called teen tiles. He then pulls up another 2 tiles of ones, and they are called day tiles. There's a lot more to the games, but Jack, what is shown that Jack wins, I don't understand how. But then he's like, I like the bit where, what did he say, Wang, in English? And it's just like, something about beginner's luck. It doesn't translate, but he quits. This is the first scene that Dennis Dunn and Kurt Russell filmed together. It was very early on in the filming process. They played their friendship. I read that they played it like they'd known each other for about 5 years. John Carpenter wanted Kurt Russell for Jack Burton from the start, but the studios wanted someone like Jack Nicholson or Clint Eastwood, but they were unavailable, so he could then cast Kurt Russell. Russell was afraid of starring in the movie because at that point he had made a string of flops. John didn't care about that. He just wanted to make a movie with his friend. At the same time, Kurt Russell was offered or was desired for the role of Connor McLeod in Highlander. What I read is that it was Goldie Hawn who talked him out of it. So that's when he could make Big Trouble in Little China. John Carpenter wanted Jackie Chan for the role of Wang Chi after the success of Police Story, but Chang declined the role after a couple of his American movies had flopped at the box office, so he wanted to go back to Hong Kong. John Carpenter had seen Dennis Dunn in The Year of the Dragon and liked his work on that. They only met a couple of times before casting him, and that was only cast him a few days before principal photography started. At the time, Dennis Dunn had the choice of 2 movies at the same, and he had to choose between Big Trouble in Little China and this other one. He chose Big Trouble because He is a Buckaroo Banzai fan, and they were both written by W.D. Richter. Now, don't try this at home at all. Ever don't try this at home. As Wang Chi has lost his money and he wants to win it back from Jack, he is going to cut a beer bottle in half. They are drinking Peking beer. I'm not sure if that is a real brand of beer. If someone knows, please message me at my Instagram fan page at Bigger Trouble Neil China. I love when Jack says, not that bottle, this bottle. He just doesn't, just in case Wang Chi is trying to pull something and has a special bottle. It doesn't work, obviously, and Jack catches it. It's all in the reflexes. The second time in the movie he says that. It always works at home, Wang Chi says. There's a really great actors here. I really like watching this scene. When you can see great actors doing good work, it really works. And I love the line when Jack Burns says, pay up 1,148 bucks times two. He doesn't even bother doing the maths. This is where we find out that Wang Chi owns a restaurant. And so Jack is going to follow Wang Chi home to get the money. He wants to get paid from Wang Chi. Then Wang Chi says that he needs to go to the airport, which Jack is not very happy about. And so instead of following Wang Chi, he just want to make sure, keep an eye on him, so he's going to give him a lift. So that's when they get into the Pork Chop Express. So that's 5 minutes and 16 seconds to 8 minutes and 38 seconds of Big Trouble in Little China. Thank you for listening. I have lots more to talk about Big Trouble in Little China. Please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to this podcast. Please check out my Instagram fan page at Bigger Trouble in Little China. That's the same name for my YouTube channel. I'm also on TikTok at Bigger Trouble. Best way to contact me is through my Instagram page. I hope you join me next time. And remember, it's all in the reflexes.